Good cloudy Saturday morning, everybody, and welcome to Mr. Sal's Podcast Net, Season 5, Episode 11, the week that was for October 23rd, 2023. Pause for a sip of espresso. As always, thank you to my daughter for the intro music. Pardon my cough. Welcome to another Saturday morning episode of the 2023-2024 school year. This episode is packed full of information, but more relaxed because I have nothing to do today until the Elwood City Halloween Parade. So, outside of maybe vacuuming up some leaves outside, it's a relaxing day before the parade. In this episode, we're going to review the week that was for October 23rd, 2023. We're going to read a student email, tell a dad joke, preview the upcoming week. And actually, the dad joke is a special dad joke. I'm going to open it on the air. It was given to me by one of your classmates, and I will read it live over the air. We're going to preview the upcoming week. We're going to review some optional enrichment activities. It'll be for the second 9 weeks. All of this, and maybe more, maybe less, in this week's top-rated and award-winning Somewhere on the Internet episode of Mr. Sal's Podcast and At. We'll be right back after this brief musical interlude. Extended break. I had a slight cough, espresso and cookies in the morning. Great for breakfast, not so much for your voice. Let that be a life tip for all of you. So we are going to jump right into a student email of the week. Thank you very much. Your wonderful audience. This week's student email of the week comes from name and period withheld due to student confidentiality. It asks, Mr. Sal, can we still submit enrichment points for the first 9 weeks? Well, name and period withheld due to student confidentiality. Thank you for the question, but unfortunately, no more points can go in for the first 9 weeks. The cutoff was actually for the long-running projects, week 7. I extended it through the end of the first 9 weeks this time, but we cannot take any more points for the first 9 weeks. However, the second 9 weeks is now up and running, and a lot of the enrichment points can now be applied to the current 9 weeks. So you are still able to apply enrichment points, but they're for the new 9 weeks. So I hope that answers your question. Remember, you too can submit emails to class about, this is just written poorly. I have to fix this script. You too can submit emails about class to my school email or message me via Schoology. Put the phrase student email of the week in the subject line and then your question in the body of the email or message. You also get enrichment points for your effort besides getting your email read on this award-winning and highly popular podcast. Thank you. Okay, cut it. So, we're going to move on to the class week in review. As I'm sitting here at the breakfast bar, I could refill my espresso casually as I speak. This is great. I love broadcasting from this spot. Pause for espresso. Although I do have to make more room in my little office studio, podcasting studio, so I can drink espresso from there. So we're going to combine Honors US 2 and US 2 once again this week. That is because you guys were running on similar paths this past week. All classes are working on the writing assignment. Last weekend, as I was grading the common lit writing assignment from the honors class. Regular classes did a ed puzzle assignment on Pearl Harbor. The honors classes did a common lit assignment on Pearl Harbor. And the writing came back in varying degrees of thoroughness, put it that way. So what I decided was, I know, you know, you have the English Keystone coming up this year. You have a lot of writing you're going to be doing throughout the rest of your high school career. And also when you get out into the real world, you're going to have to write clearly and concisely to function in society. So I decided, instead of rushing through on this assignment that I rolled out last week, I was going to extend it and really work with you guys on your writing for the Japanese internment comparisons, the videos. So I extended it, and the first couple days, you know, we watched the two videos. One video was created by the U.S. government. The other was produced by History.com. We were to summarize each video, answer a couple questions such as, what was the message that was trying to be conveyed, which being able to get that information, be able to discern, be able to tell what message is trying to be conveyed to you, trying to be given to you, shown to you, is important with the internet and how there's all kinds of, like, just a flood of information being thrown at us every day through social media and websites. So come across, find the message, explain whether you believe it was an accurate portrayal of the Japanese Americans in their internment or not. Give me details from each video to support your answer, which is important. Those were the first two paragraphs. In the third video, you're going to just come out and state which video you believe is more accurate of a portrayal. And there's no right or wrong answer as long as you can support your opinion with details. That's the beauty of the assignment. It is, you know, no right or wrong answers as long as you can support your answer with factual knowledge, which is the important thing from this assignment, and writing it out clearly. So we worked on that. It was due by the end of class on Friday. I pushed out a peer editing checklist for you guys to look over each other's work and have a friend look over your paper, your writing, to see if it met the criteria. And then I also pushed out the actual grading rubric in Schoology that I'm going to use to grade your rubric. I'm going to use the first three sections. I'm not using the last two, but the last two are kind of implied. The standpoint, if you don't write clearly, I'm not going to understand what you're writing. You're not going to get a good grade. And spelling and such, it's something we're going to start working on throughout the year, because you need to, in a formal setting, be able to write and spell check and do all that stuff. And besides, with technology, it's rather easy to proofread your work. So we worked on that during the week. Then Wednesday and Thursday, we took some notes on 1941 and 1942. By Friday morning, we finished up the home front on 1942, and you had time to wrap up any loose ends on your papers. If you were done, you had time to look over notes for the word, your notes to get some words for the word wall, get some recommendations for that, and also study the flashcards for the unit that I posted in Schoology. Last week, I gave a brief flashcard quiz just to give you a way to assess your study skills, and it varied from some kids getting hundreds to some students not doing very well at all. So start studying those flashcards. You have time to do that every day. And Friday was kind of a wrap-up day. So I did push back we're going to start working on the word walls Friday. It says so in Schoology, but I'm pushing that back to Monday. We had a lot of students out with the haunted auditorium. And also, we had students wrapping things up because it was the end of the 9 weeks. I know, the first 9 weeks ended. It went by so quickly. We are into, are you ready for it? The second 9 weeks. So we're already in the second 9 weeks. Everything ended Thursday. That's when grades were turned in. You know, we're rolling into the second 9 weeks, but this will be the first grade of this assignment. Or this will be the first assignment of the second 9 weeks. It'll be your first grade. I plan on going through and grading your papers tomorrow when it's supposed to rain all day before the Steeler game. I will get a bunch graded. I'll be sitting here sipping espresso, grading papers in the morning. So I'll get to your essays, not essays, but your three paragraph responses tomorrow. That was the week in review. I know I'm kind of going at a slow pace, but it's a relaxing day. As you know, I was kind of hyped up this week. A lot of you guys came in for extra help. I appreciated that. We were able to work on your papers. Some of you owed me work. We got that turned in. We got a lot accomplished this weekend. It was pretty hectic. There was some hot chocolate passed out. There were some cookies given out for those of you doing the extra work in the classroom. I appreciate you coming down. That was during homeroom, period one, period four, period nine. I had a student stay after school. We got a lot done this week. So, it was a busy week overall. Now I'm in relax decompression mode. Oh, one other item I do want to talk about. We talked about the academic part before I get into the What's Up New Brighton Club part of the podcast. I added a link to the study skill resources to each class's Schoology page. It is in the folder labeled Important Class Links and Resources. That is, right now, the main place to find links to other important class links and resources. Imagine that. It's actually labeled correctly. There's a link labeled note-taking. It takes you to the class wiki where I have curated a number of study skills along with explanations on how to utilize them, different note-taking skills, different study skills. Everybody learns differently. Try to find something that works for you. Just because your friend learns a certain way doesn't mean you learn the same way. Same with siblings, brothers, sisters, and whatnot. Work with what works best for you. There's a whole bunch of resources there. If you're interested, take a look at it. If you have questions, please reach out to me. I will work with you on that. And I was around to the study halls, and like I said, I pulled people down from study hall to come in and work with me. Some people said no. Other people said yes. It was great when you said yes because we were able to work through a lot and get you set up for the assignment, get some other things taken care of. A lot of information so far. I still have a bunch of free pocketed folders for students. If you're interested in one, remember, see me. Honor students are encouraged to keep notebooks, either virtual or physical, but the regular US classes are required to have them since notebooks are part of the class grade. I did order some notebooks to write in. I have one or two left. I have to check. I'm going to try and order some more. Most everybody that needed one took one. But if you need another one, please let me know. I will get another order in if needed. You know what? I was going to go into a musical break, but I am going to hold on for a second. I do want to say, because I am excited about this, my club that I sponsor, What's Up New Brighton, your students. It is an internet talk show, news show. It is for students, by students. They put out their first show. I put it up. It's posted on YouTube. I put the link to it under Important Class Links and Resources under Schoology. Check out the first episode of What's Up New Brighton. Great show run by students. I have more students joining the club as the school year goes on. If you're interested, please see me. That also gets you enrichment points in class, but it's a great way to showcase all the good things going on around New Brighton High School and the surrounding communities. Pause for espresso. You know what? I'm going to take a break. I'm going to refill my espresso Demitasse cup and play some music for you, and we will come back because a lot of information going on so far. A lot of information. So I think we all need a break. And we're rolling back into the podcast, everybody. As we get... The siren sound, it can mean only one thing. We are rolling into the optional enrichment assignments for the 9 weeks. So, as our intrepid student asked earlier with an email... Can we still turn in enrichment points for the first 9 weeks? No. But for the second 9 weeks, there are still optional enrichment assignments open, such as some of the turning the word walls into short videos for your classmates. That is still open for some classes. See me how to do that. Screencast the Google slides into a video. I'll help you with that. You get enrichment points. Some of the bonus words from the summer podcast are still open for some classes. Those are open for some classes. See me if you're interested. Creating YouTube playlists of 5 to 10 songs that were popular during the years 1930 up to 1945. Those are open. There's some other assignments. See me if you're interested. Honor students, you still have some ability to earn some special enrichment assignments if you're up for that task. See me, I'll work with you on that, but you got to talk to me to find out the information. Don't just do this on your own. See me, I'll work with you. I'll also, as I'm looking over my notes, the study skills. If you know of a different way to study or you know some other review games besides the ones we use in class, see me, come up with a little tutorial on how to use it. It could be written out step by step, or it could be a little video screencast. You'll get enrichment points. Depending on how much you do, depends on how many points you get. This past 9 weeks, we did 25, 50, and 100 points for enrichment, depending on what students did. Also, we still have the Stick Together Virtual Paint by Numbers activity still active for all classes. Remember, take a picture of the work you do. Send me a message. You'll get points. That is linked off of MrSal.edublogs.org. It's a page off my personal blog. That's MrSal, M-R-S-A-L, dot edublogs, E-D-U-B-L-O-G-S, dot O-R-G. So, whew, there's a lot going on. And, wow. I don't think some of the classes turned in the bonus word from episode 35 of the PAACT pod. Go back through there. I have some bonus phrases embedded in the PAACT pod. Check that out. I think some of the classes have those open also. So there's a lot going on for enrichment points. Wow, that's just a lot. But nonetheless, those are some options for you, and you guys were asking about it. So there are your possible and optional enrichment assignments for the second 9 weeks. Thank you. Thank you very much. This podcast, we are at 20 minutes, almost 20 minutes already, 1917. A very good year. Now back to our regularly scheduled podcast. And I did nail the enunciation of that phrase. So we're going to move on to your favorite part of the podcast and mine, the dad joke of the week. So, as we go through this, this dad joke of the week is courtesy of one of your classmates, one of my students. I was given a sealed envelope. A sealed envelope and said, Sal, please don't open this up and read it until you're doing the podcast. So, they're listening to a Zoom broadcast of this podcast while I'm recording it on Podbean. I'm going to open this up. I open up the envelope, and here is the dad joke of the week, courtesy of one of you guys. It reads, what did the grumpy old man say to a group of kids? There's no punchline. Oh, wait a second. This doesn't even look like a joke. What did the grumpy old man say to a group of kids? Oh, the answer's here in the back. Hello, students. How are you today? What? The grumpy old man say, as I flip this around, what did the grumpy old man say to a group of kids? Hello, students. How are you today? I don't get it. Oh, wait. Hold on a second. I got a comment in the Zoom. I don't even know what this means. What's the Zoom? Hold on. Let me open this window here. I got to hold on a second. Make sure I'm in the right window. Pop open the chat in the Zoom. I mean, this is up there with that artificial intelligence joke. And it says, Sal, the grumpy old man is a teacher. Actually, the grumpy old man is you. Get it? You come in and say, how are you today? I don't ask you guys that. I usually say it's something cheesy. How are you guys today? I don't talk that way. This is just confusing. I don't know. I tell some bad jokes, but this one, I don't know. Call me a grumpy old man. Seriously. Not grumpy old man. It's just not right. Kids. Anyway, we're going to move on. Oh, wait a second. I guess I am kind of grumpy. My bad. Try and reset and move on. I'm going to preview next week's episode. Are you ready? Or not episode, but the class. All classes are going to be working on the word wall activity and assignment on Monday. You'll have a notebook check by Thursday. I was going to have it Wednesday for US 2 classes, but I'm not going to be there Wednesday. I'm going to a one-day seminar on Vietnam. So I'll be working out of the district on Wednesday. I'll be there Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Wednesday. You'll have activities to do in class. You will also have some study things to do because some of you did really well on the flashcard quiz for the key terms on World War II. Some of you didn't. This will be your chance to either redeem your score or double down and doubly improve your score. If you already did well, keep studying and you can get some more points towards your grade. We're going to continue working through the years of World War II, covering topics you have not covered in the many years of discussing World War II in your other social studies classes and grade level classes. We're already at 23 minutes and 37 seconds. I'm going to try and wrap this up quickly. So that's what we're going to be working on in class. I won't be there Wednesday, but you will have an activity. You'll have an assignment to do in class. We do have a substitute for me. Coach U will be in for me that day. I'm going to move on to What's Up New Brighton. That's the club I sponsor, as I mentioned earlier. We're working on our second episode. Club members, see me, email me, or message me via Schoology. To paraphrase that excellent classic rock group, The Who, with any ideas you may have for the next episode. Actually, the see me, email me, message me is the paraphrase. Bad wording on my part. I was distracted while I was writing out this script. That is a paraphrase of a song from the rock opera, Tommy. Little cultural reference there. Remember to join the class, the club Schoology group, and we can work on the show What's Up New Brighton anytime since it's internet based. If you're unsure, see me on how to do that. Come down. If you see anything cool going on in the community, get pictures, get video, zip it to me, either airdrop it or send it through Google Drive. We'll work on that and build that next episode up. As I am scattered this morning because I'm not under any pressure. I do better under pressure, I'm starting to think. We're going to take another break and I'll be right back. take a short break because we're already at 25 minutes and 33 seconds. So we're going to wrap this up. The school announcements are as follows. Check out the What's Up New Brighton internet show. It's informative. It's fun. It's student run. We have club meetings the third Tuesday of each month. I almost said the third Thursday. It's the third Tuesday of each month. We can meet at any time because it is an internet-based show. And we also, you guys are welcome to come down during homeroom, which a lot of you do, to work on the show. We also have a TikTok channel. We have new content coming out regularly there and on our YouTube page. You check out ebooks from the school library over the school year and the summer. This Tuesday, actually, the Halloween, you could dress up in a costume. It must be school appropriate. No weapons or look-alike weapons. I am trying out my costume today at the Elwood City Halloween Parade. We'll see if that works. Hopefully it does. I will have a super cool costume to wear to school on Tuesday, if all works. There are a host of colleges coming to the high school for college visits, also technical and trade schools. Check out the notifications in the back of my room and right outside my room for the list. And there's also a bunch listed up in guidance. That is the big list. So, as I get ready to wrap up this podcast, I'm going to mention several things, especially with this hot mess of an episode. This first thing is the ideas, jokes, and comments of this podcast are my own, not those of any other entity or organization. If you don't like something, please don't blame anyone else. Send me some constructive criticism. If you like what you hear, send the compliments my way also. Second, I want to mention several organizations and websites. So, hold on a second. I'll be right back. My doorbell's ringing. Okay, and we're back. Second, I'm going to mention several organizations and websites that do a lot of good for others. First is PAECT, the Pennsylvania Association for Educational Communications and Technology. If you're an educational stakeholder, check out PAECT.org to see what's going on in educational technology around Pennsylvania, the United States, the globe, and one day the universe. Join thousands of educational stakeholders to network and help strengthen the use of best practices in educational technology today. Speaking of PAECT, check out the PAECT pod, a live stream and podcast where we discuss current events going on in PAECT, interview interesting guests, and share best practices and tech tools to use in an educational setting. The PAECT pod can be found on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and anywhere you find great podcasts, including Spotify. PAECT, we are the voice of EdTech in Pennsylvania and beyond. Second is 211.org. You can dial 211 from any phone or go to 211.org on any internet-connected device to find local social services in your area of the United States and most of Canada. If you're an individual or family in need, please reach out to this fantastic resource for help. Once again, that is 211 from your phone or 211.org on any internet-connected device. Also, this time of year, as we're starting to get into weather and construction, if those of you traveling up Oak Hill this week knew about the construction, 511PA.com. It's a great resource for travelers. 511PA app or dial 511 on your phone. Gives you driving conditions across the state or location of PennDOT snowplows are in the wintertime. Traffic cams that show live traffic conditions around the state and on state highways and interstates. I've used this resource many times. If you're traveling, check it out. That wraps up this podcast. We're at almost 30 minutes, everybody. Long podcast. This morning, hot mess, but that's okay. I wasn't under pressure to perform the podcast, and it was just a mess. I apologize. I don't know if I'm going to open up jokes to you guys without reading them first, because that was a bad dad joke, and I know that's hard to do. It's up there with the AI. I'll talk to you guys later. Have a great rest of your weekend.